You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. I love dildos and butt plugs too. I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. No lube, baby, no lube.
No lube?
Just give me a little spit.
Oh,
on
yeah.
A hole. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production, as always, of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I am Sam, the faggot. And first and foremost, I just want to say happy Father's Day to all of my daddies out there. I hope you're having a lovely day. And by daddies, of course, I don't mean just men who have children, okay? I'm talking about muscle daddies and owners of faggot daddies, you know, whatever. Happy Father's Day. I've never really been into calling men daddy because it makes it harder to have sex with them, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't have any daddy issues, even though some alphas have in the past suggested that I do not. And I definitely am not interested in having sex with my father, nor is it exciting to me at all. So I'm not ever really interested in calling someone, a man, daddy. Other than I'm not even interested in calling my own father daddy. So there you go. But I hope you're all having a lovely Father's Day. It's interesting to me. Today, baby boy sent me a message saying happy Father's Day. And, you know, I've spoken about baby boy on the podcast and on the website. And it was sweet, you know, to get that message from him. He comes from a culture where they don't have something called Father's Day. I didn't really know that he was even aware that that was a holiday in America. It's shocking how much he knows about things. He always surprises me. But I didn't mention anything about it, so I wasn't going to. But he sent that to me, and it was very sweet, you know, and I really do hope that I can be his daddy permanently, forever, for the rest of my life. So, yeah. I'm not going to cry, okay? So, anyway, I hope you're enjoying it. Hopefully you did some barbecuing or, you know, had a few beers or whatever you do for Father's Day. I have some people in my life who have lost their fathers, and particularly one, oh gosh, she's like a Facebook drama queen, and she's been making a big production out of Father's Day for the last week, visiting her father's grave, pouring a beer out on his tombstone, crying on camera and then posting it, just shit like that. It's absolutely embarrassing, but I want so badly to call her out publicly for this behavior, this like emotional exhibition that she's putting on Facebook. But why start a war, you know? I would love to do that. I just want to say that right now. Don't do that kind of stuff on Facebook, okay? You don't have to. I mean, one of the pictures she posted is her and her sister holding each other, and she's got a big, like, I don't know if it's a teardrop or it's post-nasal drip, but a big drip hanging off of her nose. It's really gross and sad and irritating. So stop doing this, people, okay? We don't need to know every last thing that you're going through in life. Anyway, soapbox time. Anyway, I wanted to talk today about the power of scent. Now, in my last, regular podcast, I did a top 10 list, and scent was one of the things, top 10 things I love about men. But I wanted to talk more on the science behind some of that, okay? So, did you know that men have an extra set of glands from females, and I suspect faggots as well, but there's no scientific evidence for that. But men have an extra number of a special gland called the apocrine gland, or apocrine. There are two different pronunciations for it, but whatever. A-P-O-C-R-I-N-E. And I wrote up something on the website about this too, more, you know, with some diagrams. So it's kind of it's a little tiny spaghetti-ish gland underneath the skin at the base of every hair follicle, okay? And it secretes a clear fluid that mixes with the sebum that is secreted by the sebaceous glands in the skin. And this is mixed together, and it gets onto the hair follicles, right? And this contains the hormones of the man, or anybody, actually. We all have them, but men have more of them. The science has proven that. So, and also men have more hair in general, right? As we all know. So men have more of these. And so when the substance begins to decompose, it creates certain odors, right? Some of those odors are unpleasant. Some of them are very sweet. And I've described this before. I described it on that podcast the other day. Alphas, I've noticed alphas have this very sweet scent about them, in their armpits, in their groin, which is where these apocrine glands are located primarily. You know, they're not in all parts of the body. They're in specific spots on the body, namely erogenous zone areas of the human body, the male body in particular. So when you zero in on that, the location of those glands, the function of those glands, we can see that nature intends for men to secrete much more of these hormonal scent markers. They get them all over their clothes, right? Their underwear, their shirts. And these scent markers are embedded in the clothes so that wherever they go during the course of a day while wearing these items of clothing, people are picking that scent up. Of course, it's embedded on their hair as well. So if a man takes his shirt off, he still has it under his arms, on his balls, you know, his ass crack, his cock, whatever, his pubic region. And, you know, even just exposed to the air, it's in the air around him, and people pick up on them. Why do you think that is? See, I personally believe, you know, Of course, there's no real way to scientifically prove this because a lot of this are reactions to scent marking. It's very subjective. So science has no way to objectively define this phenomenon. But subjectively speaking, it seems pretty clear to me that at a genetic level, alphas are being singled out by nature. Now, I've said this a lot on the website over the years, and I stick by this. I believe alphas are defined at birth, and they are given the appropriate tools to subdue and dominate lesser people. You know, beta males, faggots, women. So they are given these apocrine glands in abundance to secrete these certain scent markers. And alphas in particular have what I consider to be a very sweet, warm, inviting smell. And they're secreting that pheromone in abundance because nature wants them to be favored and worshipped and obeyed. Do you see the connection there? It's the machinery of hierarchy on a genetic hormonal level. And I think honestly, men have some sort of, I don't know how to describe this, but they have a subconscious understanding of this power that they have with their scent. I mean, if you've ever noticed, alpha males love to lift up their arms, for instance, and show their armpits. Or when they're around other people, they lift up their arms and expose their armpits to others, you know. And I do think that they're doing that on a subconscious level. I don't think that they're specifically thinking to themselves, I'm going to lift up my arms and I'm going to have people smell my armpit pheromones, okay? They're not doing that. But they know subconsciously what their scent is doing to those people around them, just based on the reactions that they've gotten over the course of their life. They see how people are attracted to them because of their scent, because of, you know, their smell, because of the reaction to their body, both in terms of odor and in terms of view. I mean, there's a reason why armpits are considered erogenous zones. If we see a man, if you picture a group of men, okay, and one man has a, let's say all men have their shirts off, but the guy that lifts up his arms and, let's say, puts his hands behind his head and lifts up his arms, everybody else in the room reacts to that image on a, like, an animal level, you know, a subconscious level. That man is, it's almost like a peacock spreading its feathers, you know, as a mating call or like a show of force or dominance or whatever. And I think people react to that show because of what we're trained on a subconscious level about the scent of an armpit. you know, in our positive and negative experiences or whatever, from that, from the human armpit, from that apocrine gland secretion, one way or the other, we're trained, you know. Now, whenever I see a man raise his arms up to show off his armpit, he's not meaning to do anything necessarily. But whenever I see that, my mind is a faggot. I look at it and I think to myself, he's displaying himself, you know. And I'm attracted to that, you know. Now, on the other hand, and I think this is something that I would tell alphas, because there are some things, I get alphas every once in a while. I just had one earlier today asking me what they should look for with faggots around, or to find faggots around them. And I suggested using the old eye contact while you're rubbing your cock, you know, which is, if there's a faggot in the room, the faggot is going to make a beeline for it, okay? But another thing that men can do to spot a faggot is to do exactly that. Take off your shirt, if you can do that, or lift up your shirt, and or lift up your arms so that your armpit area is exposed. Faggots will definitely be staring at that. We almost can't help it. So if you're an alpha and you lift up your arms, if let's say you're at the gym and you're wearing a tank top or whatever, and you've got your armpits are readily available, and you're trying to find a faggot in the gym, sit back and lift up your arms. Put your hands behind your head and just kick back with your armpits exposed. And keep your eye out for the faggots that are watching and looking at you. It should be as plain as day. So that is a fascinating area of science that we may never really understand fully. I'm trying to understand it as much as I can in terms of studying the science behind it, because I do find it to be very fascinating. But there's just no way to really define dominance and submission with scent science, because there's no way to define by scientific method who's a faggot or who's an alpha, since those things are kind of subjective, you know, and not really even understood very well by science. So I just think it's very interesting that men, and particularly alphas, are given extra apocrine glands on their bodies in specific areas that add to their power and control over, you know, inferiors, in control over submissive personalities. You know, there's a reason why all a man really has to do is get a faggot on its knees and rub the faggot's face on his crotch, even with his clothes on. And the faggot will catch the scent from the apocrine glands in his groin, and it will start to cause the faggot to become more submissive and more suggestible, I guess, or open to suggestion. So there's a reason why that power exists in men, in their bodies. This isn't something you can be trained on. This is something that nature gives you as a man. And the more that men apply that fundamental biology to their advantage, the more advantages they're going to get. So it's kind of an interesting topic to me. I don't really even think I've done it justice, but I want to kind of make alphas in particular aware that you have this power. Nature gave you this power. Nature wants you to dominate. And nature's given you this powerful tool, you know, of scent markings and your scent through this apocrine gland that can't be stopped. It can't be stopped. You know, there's no social barrier there. It's pure nature, and it gives you power over other people. So you should use that. So that's my advice. just a humble faggot sharing a little bit of information. And if you want to, you can send me all your underwear and shirts, and I will gladly smell them and tell you if you're alpha. Send it to, never mind. Anyway, so I hope you had a good Father's Day. I'm going to let you go. And there's going to be probably more information about this as I continue to dig on this topic, because it's just a topic I never get tired of talking about and trying to learn about. So if you don't like the topic, sorry. So I will let you go. I will talk to you very soon. I love you. Bye.